Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. We are here to teach the book of Ephesians. Thank you for those who are listening online. As you know, our radio program was canceled, but we're continuing to bring you teaching from God's Word via the internet. Thank God for the internet. And so we have an opportunity once again to come to you with the teaching of God's Holy Scriptures. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Before I do that, I want to, before we get into the actual text of Ephesians, I want to take us to the fourth chapter. And I know it's kind of odd starting in the fourth chapter, but let's look at just Ephesians 4, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. And we read this in Ephesians 4, 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Now, there's a couple things I want to notice. Paul starts out that verse by saying, I therefore. And the therefore, somebody has said in the past, when you see a therefore, always ask, what's it there for? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to ask, why does Paul say, I therefore? Now, Paul, in the first three chapters, has given glorious teaching. And friends, this letter, the Ephesians, is really the Magna Carta of the church. This is where we go to find the present hope and calling of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And in the first three chapters, Paul gives the great teaching regarding the church. And the teaching is so tremendous, he has to pause and pray twice. And the prayers have a note of praise about them, because the teaching is so wonderful that we must Paul must stop and pray that we might grasp these things. So Paul starts by saying, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. And Paul is in prison in this letter, and he's writing to us. You know, it's interesting. When Paul was thrown in prison, many people thought it would have hindered the truth. But the very fact of Paul being in prison was used by God to bring this great letter to the Ephesians to us. You know, Paul was left at liberty to do as he pleased and to go around and preach. We probably would not have had these letters. But God chose to put Paul in prison before he gave him these great truths in Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, and we're going to see in 2 Timothy, another prison letter, as well as Philemon. And this ought to tell us something, that sometimes when we make plans and God may not do things the way we think, we may feel that we want to go one direction, but God takes us another. We got to remember that Paul had a desire to go to Rome, and he wanted to get there and preach, and he ended up there in chains. God overruled everything, because God has a plan, and we don't always see it. And so when there comes, I was going to say accidents are in our lives, or really no accidents, just incidents, because God worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And Paul was in prison, and from prison he wrote this glorious letter. And so I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, that's to plead with you, to call to you, to listen and to be pleaded with. He beseeches you that ye walk worthy. Now that word walk is, in the Greek language, it means to tread about. He's talking about our life here. To walk is something you do every day. It's to live. And this is something, now you think about when you live, when you wake up in the morning and sit at breakfast, you're living. When you are when you're cleaning the dishes, you're living. When you're going to work, you're living. When you're playing with wiffle ball or football with your children in the backyard, you're living. And it's doctrine is wonderful. God doesn't take us out of the normal circumstances of life. We are to walk, and whatever our situation in life is, we're to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And that word worthy is very interesting. In the Greek language, the word has the, in the Old Testament, if you remember, when there are times when, like when Abraham, when he brought a grave plot to bury Sarah, it says he weighed to them the silver. To purchase the land. And what that was a balance. On one side of the balance, there were weights, and the silver was put on the other side of the balance. And when the balance was even, that they knew there was enough silver that the money was worth exactly the price of the land based off of the weights being equal. And so our life should be of equal weight of something. It says here to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. And that word vocation is our calling in life. And what is our calling? Well, Paul says it in the first three chapters of this great book. And the first three chapters, he tells us of our calling, the hope of our calling, and what is connected with that glorious teaching regarding the body of Christ. This is our calling, friends. And we're told to walk worthy of it. There's a balance here in Ephesians. In the first three chapters, we learn the great teaching regarding the church, how we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And if that's true, if it's true that we're blessed with all spiritual blessings, we ought to walk worthy of it. Well, how do we do that? Well, chapter 4 through 6 tells us how to do that. And in one of the great passages in Ephesians 5, he tells husbands, love your wives. Husbands, are you blessed with all spiritual blessings? You men out there who are married, if you have a wife and you are a believer in the message that God gave to us through Paul, if you are blessed with all spiritual blessings, and you are, I should be able to come into your home and we should walk worthy of it in our home. Because we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, husbands should love their wives. Children should obey their parents. Fathers to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What a great calling. We're to walk worthy of it. And before we're going to get into the text of Ephesians, but I just wanted to throw that out there. The first three chapters are the doctrine, and the last three chapters are the practice. The first three chapters tells us our position, and the last three chapters tells us how we who are in that position ought to walk. And he even says here in chapter 1 to walk worthy of our calling. So our life in chapters 4 through 6 of Ephesians should equal the doctrine of chapters 1 through 3. And so, till next time, friends, read Ephesians straight through. Try reading it once a day. You can read it at one sitting. Just read through it and ask God to open your eyes. And here's one thing you ought to do as well. In Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3, Paul has prayers. And I suggest each one of you pray those prayers. Read what Paul says and pray them. And may God open our eyes to these glorious truths. Until next time, my dear friends, believe God no matter what the clergy tell you.